Hey, thanks for meeting with me. Yeah, I know, I kind of sprung that on you during our date night. Things got a little heated between us and that kiss, and I kind of let a few surprising things come out of my mouth. Look, I really like you, and I think that it's important that you know about the side of me. I'm honestly relieved that you called and wanted to meet up to talk about this. Yes. You Googled things. And? Hey, it's okay to be nervous. We're talking about this for a reason. Yes, and I need you to understand that it's totally fine to not want to do some of these things, if any. Look, I know you're nervous, but I need you to look at me. More than anything, I want you to feel safe and comfortable. You need to know that this is a judgment-free place, and I want you to be honest with me. I need you to be honest with me for this to work. I will not judge you for your kinks or lack of kinks. At the end of the day, I just want to make you feel incredible, not only physically, but mentally, too. Yes, I know this conversation is a bit awkward and it can leave you feeling vulnerable, but you know what? I feel vulnerable right now. Yes, I absolutely do. I don't share these things with just anyone. I want to experience these things with you, and I cannot stress that enough. At the end of the day, I want you. That's why I'm opening up to you like this. If you don't want to do any of these things we are about to talk about, that is completely okay, and it does not in any way change my feelings towards you. Do you understand that? Okay, do you have any questions? How about we do this? I'll explain what being a dominant means to me, and then you can ask questions as we go. Will that work? Perfect. Okay, so I prefer to take control in the bedroom. Yes, that does mean I like to be on top, but it's more than that. We would come up with two safe words and hand signals, and with your consent, I would tie you up. Good questions, okay? One safe word would be for a heart stop. Usual safe words are red and yellow. I personally prefer something a little different to that, but we can discuss that in a bit. But no matter what is going on, when you called your heart stop safe word, I would immediately stop the second that you said the word. And then the second word is you approaching either your heart stop word or your heart limit. And that just kind of lets me know and cues me in to pull back a little so that you don't have to say your stop word. The hand signals. Yes. The hand signals are in place in case you have a gag in your mouth and you can't talk. So, yeah, like a ball gag, but also a pair of my panties. Your boxers, a blindfold, maybe I'm having you hold a cane in your mouth. Sometimes I'll put food in there and then not let you talk. Are you hungry? Do you want anything to drink? Do you mind if I? Okay, great, thanks. Are you sure I can't get you anything? Coffee, tea? Okay. So back to it. So, with your consent, I would tie you up. And everything that we do would be consensual. I cannot stress that enough. I would never leave you tied up alone. And I always keep a pair of EMT shears on me to cut you out if needed. And yes, I understand that sounds scarier than it is, but it's just a safety precaution. because safety matters to me, and I can't stress that enough. I would also make sure that your body was properly warmed up and stretched out before I tied you up, because the last thing I want is for you to get a cramp during a bondage session. Also, just a fair warning, you will most likely itch somewhere. My face always tends to itch the second I am tied up. Something about not being able to scratch does that. Yes, I have been submissive before. Well, I look at it as it's a good thing that I know what it's like to be in your shoes, but also, I tend to practice knot variations from time to time just to keep up with speed, because it's not sexy when I must constantly untie you and tie you back up again because I have no clue what I'm doing. Yes, I'm experienced in this. Okay. No, actually, I wouldn't tie you up immediately. I'm very much of the mindset, you know, crawl before you run. So, with that being said, the first few times that we have sex would be pretty standard, honestly. And the reason being is because I want to study your body and learn what makes you tick. I want to learn how your body moves and reacts to my touch. Are you vocal or quiet? Do you like my nails scratching your body or your hair being pulled? Are you more of a giver or do you like to receive? And there is no wrong answer to any of these questions. They're just little details that help me get to know you better. And I personally think a great experience is based off of these little details, but then again, I'm a details person, and after all, I asked you out because of the type of socks that you had on. I'm a sucker for statement socks. How about I give you an example? Okay, so when I'm down on my knees and sucking your cock, I notice certain things. Does your cock drip or twitch? How you flex your ab muscles or your ass? Do you thrust and buck your hips into my face, or do you let me handle it? What is your reaction when I take your cock deep into my throat? Oh, sweetie. That is so kind and thoughtful to think about. I took sword swallowing lessons, baby. You don't need to worry about me gagging, but thank you for thinking of that. Okay. Do you tense up and hold your breath when you get close? Do you make eye contact? Do you like to? Do you moan or whimper? Will you let me at you? If you let me at you, will you beg me to come? What is edging? Okay, well, edging is when you get really close to coming and then I stop you. Why would I stop you? To continue pushing you to the edge? You've never tried it. No, that's okay. That's okay. I told you. This is a judgment-free place. Oh, no, not at all. This is exciting. I'm excited to share all of these new things with you. What, can I give you homework? After this talk, I want you to go home and edge yourself today. Yes, I want you to masturbate, and when you get close to the edge, I want you to stop, and then continue again. And keep going for as long as you can. It's okay if you come the first time. It takes some practice and getting used to. Okay, I have to ask. Are you rock hard because of this overall conversation, or because I told you to go home and spend the rest of the day masturbating? Don't be ashamed. Never be ashamed to be aroused in front of me, or talking to me, or even texting me. I want you dripping for me as much as humanly possible. And I so desperately want to wrap my lips around that hard cock of yours now, but we need to get back to this conversation. So, being submissive isn't always whips and chains and handcuffs. My brain goes straight to that ludicrous lyric every time I say it, but it can strictly be verbal or servitude. Some dominants like to do humiliating things to their submissives, but that's a hard limit for me. I have no interest in belittling you. Well, it's strictly verbal. Okay. Well, for example, I would tell you to get on your knees. You know what? Do you just want to try it? Don't be embarrassed. Let's try it. Okay. Get on your knees on the floor. Lay your head in my lap. Now. You're just going to sit there and let me stroke your head. Doesn't it feel good to have my nails scratch your scalp? Head massages are the best. And you just followed your first orders. That wasn't so bad now, was it? Now you would say, thank you, miss. Or mistress. Good boy. How do you feel? I always want you to feel amazing. I want you to leave every experience feeling like a god. Are you comfortable to stay like this while I continue gabbing your ear off? Good. Just relax and let me make you feel good. I want you to feel relieved when you're around me. I want this to always feel like a safe space for you. A place where all of your stresses end. A place where you can catch a breath and be yourself. When you're with me, you don't have to worry about your job, your chores, financial burdens. You just have to shut off your brain and submit. Let me take care of your needs. Let me give you all of your wants and desires. Let me be all of your wants and desires. I know how to treat you. I know how to give you everything you've been longing for. I know how to make you feel pleasures that you haven't even dreamed about yet. And yes, some things will cause a little to a lot of pain. But you'll want them. You'll ask me for them. And you'll ask because you trust me to give them to you. You will ask to be spanked by me. To be cropped by me. To be flogged by me, paddled by me, whipped by me. Your cock will drip when your mind drifts to all the wondrous tortures that you will know I can do to you and will do to you. It's okay to squirm, baby. I'm just learning that you like to talk about this. And I will show you all of the fun erogenous zones of your body. How are you feeling now? Vulnerable? Needy? Do you want me to dominate you? Say it a little louder. Yes, what? Do you know how long I've waited to hear you say that? Okay, well, let's get started. Stand up. We're going to start off simple. I'm going to remove the belt from your pants and use that to secure your wrist. Do you understand? Do you want that? Fuck. You learn so quickly. I'm going to pull down your pants and suck your cock, and you are not allowed to touch me. Or move. Do you understand the rules? Good boy.